Happy Saturday afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Mr. Styles Podcast, and that's Season 5, Episode 25, the week that was for February 5th, 2024. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. Welcome to the Saturday afternoon podcast. In this episode, we're going to review the week that was for February 5th, 2024. We'll tell a dad joke. We'll preview the upcoming week. All of this, maybe more, maybe less, in this week's highly top-rated and award-winning somewhere on the internet episode of Mr. Styles Podcast. And that, we'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. And we're back. So, I'm not going to read any student emails this week because I received a ton of student emails. When I was at the conference, people were emailing me. Here, pardon me as I'm pouring my espresso. Don't normally drink it after 12, but it's been a busy morning. I haven't had the time to actually get to sit and enjoy my espresso all the way through. Normally, I read a student email. I got a bunch of emails while I was at P&C, the State Educational Technology Conference. I responded to each of the emails and messages I got through Schoology. So, right now I'm in the process of going through and reading your project self-reflections, those of you that turned them in already. That's why this podcast is coming out in the afternoon. I did respond to most of the project self-reflections already. I'm going to finish that out today. So, there is no email, but check your self-reflections that you turned in. I am putting comments on each document that pertain specifically to what you answered. So check that out. Remember, normally you can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line and then your question or comment in the body of the email message. Not only do you get enrichment points for your efforts, but you get your message or email read on this highly popular and award-winning somewhere on the internet podcast. I can't talk today. I'm overly caffeinated. But yeah, send your message. I'll read it on the podcast. We are award-winning. We are highly popular. And I will answer your questions as best I can. So we're going to jump into the week in review. This past week, the weather was great. You guys started a project for Black History Month and the Civil Rights Unit. Monday began with the official start of the Civil Rights Black History Month project. You were to begin taking notes on your topics, looking up images using advanced Google image search, throw your notes and your images onto a Google Doc, share the Google Doc with me, and if you're in a group, everyone in your group. Also from there, you were to put the links to your research and your images. Make sure you were using Creative Commons and you had permission to use the images. Put all that on your notes. Share those out. There were also exit questions for you to answer before the start of the class the following day. Everything was posted in Schoology in the folder for Monday. Tuesday, you were to continue taking notes for your projects. There were also exit questions posted for Tuesday. They were due before the start of class on Wednesday. You were to begin working on flashcards for your projects. I gave you the format in the folder on Wednesday with the assignment. You were going to put everything in the Google Doc. You put the front of the flashcard, be it the term or the definition or a question, followed by a period. Then you'd put what would be on the back of the flashcard, either the answer to the question, the definition, however you wanted to set it up, hit return, drop it to the next line. That way I could take that information and build out sets of flashcards for you. I will be doing that over the weekend, getting that set up. There were no exit questions for Wednesday. Thursday, I returned from the P&C conference in Hershey. We hit the ground running. We stopped, talked with everybody in class, got caught up with each class, and I extended the flashcard assignments to be due before the start of class on Friday. Gave you some extra time as we discussed things. And Friday, I rolled out two assignments. One is the normal one that I was going to roll out, and that is the script for writing the script for your project. Because basically what you're going to do is you're going to take your notes and put them in your own words. and build out a script for your presentation. You're going to make a video in Canva, and I'm going to show you how to do that this upcoming week. But before we got to that point, and I told you, usually, I know for me, once I write things, I have a hard time going back and then ripping everything apart and rebuilding from there. So what I wanted you to do, hold on a second. I'm going to hit pause. I don't have to hit pause. Charlie, come here. The puppy wants attention. She's had attention all morning. And now that I'm not paying attention to her, she went over to start digging at the carpet, but she stopped. I wanted you to do a self-reflection. I gave you three questions to answer, and I also linked the rubric that I'm going to grade you on with the project to the questions. And what you were to do was look over the rubric, tell me where you felt your project was on the rubric, and explain why you felt that way. This way you have an idea as to, you know, what your grade could be, and if you need to make improvements, if you want to make improvements. And we were working on that. Now, you guys asked for more time, so you have until the beginning of class on Monday to turn those self-reflections in. But the deal was, if you turned them in by the end of the day yesterday, I would comment on them this weekend. And I'm in the process of doing that. I have most of the classes taken care of. I don't know if you hear my dog growling in the background. She's wrestling with my pant leg because she wants to play. We've been curled up, and I've been reading your self-reflections all morning and scripting out this podcast. Now she wants to wrestle around. So I'm mobile while I'm recording this on the iPad. Get the self-reflections done. That gives you an idea. I'm commenting. Some of you have said you wanted to continue working or you needed some more information. You can do that. Your project isn't set until you turn it in. So you can keep building and adjusting your project up until the point you submit it to me. And there'll be more on that next week, and actually in the preview for next week. So the script assignment was rolled out. That is due by the beginning of class on Tuesday, I believe, and your self-reflection is due before the beginning of class on Monday. If you turned it in already, there's a good chance I've commented on it. If not, I will get to it. Also, check out the study skills resources. As always, that's on the Schoology page under important class links and resources. I have notebooks and folders. I'm kind of getting a little long-winded. We're at 8 minutes already. So I am going to power through this. Optional enrichment assignments. The stick together is still up. We're going to start the podcast enrichment coming up here shortly. I'll get into that this upcoming week. And the choice board will be ruled out at the end of this project. So we're going to go back to our regularly scheduled podcast. At this moment, I'm a little distracted because Charlie's getting into something I don't quite know what she's getting into. But at this time, as I go back to the she's just tossing around one of her toys. We're good. We're going to get back to our regularly scheduled podcast. And at this time, it's your favorite part of the podcast of mine, the dad joke of the week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate the love coming from the virtual studio audience. So this week's dad joke of the week comes from Parade.com. Parade was a magazine in the Sunday paper whenever I was a kid, and this is now their website. So this week's dad joke of the week comes from Parade.com, and it begins, which bear is the most condescending? Anyone? Anyone? A panda. Get it? A panda. Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one. I can't believe you guys didn't like it. But thank you anyway. As the crow flies off, we're going to jump into next week's preview. We're going to continue working on your project, specifically scripting out your notes and aligning them with the images you found. As I mentioned briefly before, You can continue to adjust and build upon your project up to the time you submit it in Schoology. Project is tentatively due by the end of next week. That's probably going to change. Because we have to go over the MLA format and stuff yet. So I'm going to do that before you record. That's the final tail end of the recording that we'll build that in. But once you script out your projects, I'm going to show you how to create your final project in Canva. And we'll work on the works cited also. But I'll sit and work with each of you in your groups in class as we create these projects. So I'll be able to help you out as we go through with the project. That's a lot of information. School announcements are as follows. You know, what's up, New Brighton Internet Show? It's a club. It's student run. It's informative. It's fun. It's all out of order at that point. We meet the third Tuesday of each month. Check that out. There's a host of colleges coming to the high school for college visits. Please check out that. And you have your career portfolios, your graduation portfolios due. Make sure you're getting that stuff done. And as I know, I am rather scattered this podcast. I apologize. I've been doing multiple things this morning. Reading student assignments, scripting the podcast out, taking care of the dog. She is walking around trying to get into things because she wants attention. So I'm a little distracted. I'm going to mention several things. First is the ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast are my own, not those of any other entity or organization. If you don't like something you're hearing, please don't blame anyone else. Send me some constructive criticism. If you like what you hear, send me some kind comments too. They're all greatly appreciated. Second, I want to mention about several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. PAECT is the go-to for best practices of educational technology and ideas in the classroom. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on at PAECT, the state of Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and one day the universe. The PAECT Pod is broadcast on live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, sometimes Instagram, LinkedIn, and you can find it recorded on Spotify and other places you find great podcasts. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Another is 211.org. You dial 211 or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device. Hold on a second. We have to chase Charlie away from things because she is starting to chew because she wants attention. And she normally doesn't do that, but she's been a little spoiled this week. 211.org will help you find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, it's 211 on any phone. 211.org on any internet-connected device. Also, the website 511PA.com is a great resource for travelers. You can download the 511PA app or dial 511 on your phone to get driving conditions across the state. On the live interactive map, you can see the location of PennDOT snowplows when it's snowing. There's supposed to be snow coming up this week, people. So who knows what's going to happen. And they have live traffic cams that show the live traffic conditions around the state on state highways and interstates. I use this resource a lot when I'm traveling. Check it out. That is going to wrap up our podcast today. Have a great weekend. And I will continue reading over your self-reflections. So I'll see you Monday. Have a good one, everybody.